Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
At first thing you sit down, I'm like, how are you feeling? And you seem to feel great. So that just, that makes my feeling good feel good.
You know, I think me feeling great is like an understatement. I am the mantra of positivity.
Ooh,
and,
wow.
You know, going into this series, it was one of those things where I'm just like, I am feeling really good about Nashville and where they're going. So yeah, I am I'm having a great day.
Okay, well, we're talking. You look at it completely different than last year.
Uh-huh.
Last year, the Preds were the ones that had to fight till the end to get in. Everybody picked the Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Preds come in and sweep them and surprise everybody. Well, now it's opposite. The Preds are the Blackhawks of last year.
Yes.
The Avs are the Preds that just fought to get in. How does that not concern you as far as a flip of, oh, but it could happen?
I think the way you got to look at it is if Nashville is Chicago and Colorado is Nashville, then Nashville has the same depth they had last year, and Colorado has the depth of Chicago. So I think that's the way I look at it, because in terms of depth, Colorado has one really good scoring line with Landeskog, MacKinnon, and Rantanen. So it's just, that is their scoring line. I mean, you can't include players like Gabriel Bourque, Colin Wilson, former Preds players. Defensively, they're without Eric Johnson. That is a huge loss for them. Yeah, I mean, they've still got Tyson Barrie, who is really good, but he's not, I mean, Eric Johnson's like one of the cornerstones for that defense. And then they're without Semyon Varlamov, which would be the equivalent of losing Corey Crawford. And they just lost him near the end of the regular season. So the depth is going to kill Colorado this series. It's going to be one of the biggest things, the biggest advantages Nashville has, is the depth they have.
Okay, thank you.
You're
I feel better now. See, you are just the beacon of positivity.
I try to be.
It's funny. I'm self-admitted. I don't follow NHL player movement, you know, maybe to the extent that others do. But I kept thinking, Bernier. What? Bernier, what? So somebody tweeted us earlier and said, that guy owned the Preds when he was with L.A., and I'm like, no, that's not it. That's the dude,
yeah,
that got the hat trick scored on him in the clincher game 6 last year here when he was with the Avs.
And you're both right.
Or with,
with the Ducks.
The Ducks, yeah.
But see, you're both right. You know, he used to own the Predators when he was with Los Angeles. It was one of those things where they wouldn't start Jonathan Quick when Nashville came in. They'd start Jonathan Bernier because they knew that Bernier was going to beat Nashville. But once he left Los Angeles, that magic seemed to go away. And Nashville ended up seeing him in game 6 of the Stanley Cup, or excuse me, the Western Conference Final last year. And Colton Sissons puts up a hat trick against him. So, you know, it's one of those things where, I don't think it was Colton Sissons, I think it was somebody else, but you don't expect that to happen. But in the same regard, seeing Jonathan Bernier for an entire 4-7 game series is going to be beneficial for Nashville, I think. He's a good goaltender, but I don't think he's not better than Semyon Varlamov.
It is funny you mentioned Colin Wilson. Preds fans will see some familiar faces roll into town with this crew.
Yeah, and I thought it was real funny that one of the reporters for Colorado made a point of talking to Colin Wilson about Nashville, and he had said that Colin Wilson was telling the fellow players about Nashville's secrets and, you know, their personnel, the player secrets. And so I went up to Pecorino yesterday and I asked him. I said, you know, there was a report that Colin Wilson has been telling the secrets about the Nashville Predators. And I said, what secrets would he be telling about you? And word for word, this is exactly what he said. He goes, that I used to hold his hand on the flights because he got so nervous. He said he used to sit next to me on the plane. And apparently there's a little truth to that.
Oh,
like, that
my
he
God.
Hates flights. So I don't know how much truth there is. He held his hand, but
that is so classic.
Yeah, that was like the most savage thing that I've ever heard Pecorino say about anybody.
Go, Pat. I was gonna say Pex doesn't say anything.
No.
He's like the nicest guy ever.
That's total top rope for
yes,
Pecorino.
I love it.
That's
a macho man.
Bring it, Pex.
It was perfect.
Good stuff.
We were talking about maybe reasons for confidence, and I'm always nervous. I'm superstitious. There's a hat I can't wear right now because I'm worried, you know, that kind of thing. But
jinxes aren't real. It's okay.
Okay. But Dawn said, okay, tell me why. What has you, like, walking in here today, like, I'm not nervous. And I said, I felt like they overachieved last year. But whatever David Poile perceived as a hole anywhere, he didn't just fill it. Like, he filled it and then put extra stuff on top of it. And, like, the tourist acquisition, to me, I think I told you this last time you were on, I felt like that enabled all the other pieces to snap exactly where they needed to go. So if you got the top decor in the league, and that's widely thought even last year, but then you add all this other depth and forward depth, and you, it just seemed like anything that was a concern, they alleviated all the concern.
Yeah, and I really think Turris was the final missing puzzle piece.
Yeah.
You look at that, and it's just what Nashville has, and I continue to say it over and over, Nashville has depth, and it's just amazing what they have. And David Poile made sure that they were not going to have the same issues they had last year in the Stanley Cup Final. You were out without Ryan Johansson, without Kevin Fiala. But this year, if you lose a Ryan Johansson, if you lose a Kevin Fiala, you have a Kyle Turris to bump up. You have an Ellie Tolvanen that could possibly jump in and play. You have a Scott Hartnell that's benched right now, and he could easily walk in and play. And I think something about the defense that I just absolutely love is that for four of the potential seven games in the series, Nashville's going to have last change, which means the Colorado Avalanche have to put their guys on the ice first, and then Nashville can match. So anytime they bring out McKinnon, Landeskog, whatever, Peter Laviolette can say Yossi Nellis go out there. He can say Subban and Ekholm go out there. And Nashville's never going to have a bad matchup. So beating that top four defense is going to be increasingly difficult for any team in the West, in the East.
How much will the Avs struggle to kind of like slow down Preds offensively? Is that another? Because we just look at this series and we say, okay, what you just mentioned, that's a big strength for the Preds. What's another big strength for the Preds besides depth? Is it that the Avs are going to struggle to slow that down?
Well, one of the things that I always talk about when it comes to the Predators is that they're an extremely heavy forechecking team. They will take the puck and they will cram it down your throat, and they will take it into the offensive zone, and they will keep it there until you force them out. Now, one of the things that I saw some teams do against the Predators is they really went all out on the forecheck against Nashville, forcing the puck to be forcing turnovers, forcing just kind of forcing mistakes on Nashville's part. And that's the way that you beat Nashville. You force them to make mistakes because the defensemen are always going to be in the offensive zone trying to make a play. Or if they're in the defensive zone, they're trying to get that puck and pass it out to a forward that's breaking out of the zone. If you forecheck heavy, you can cause them to make a mistake. And Colorado's going to have to do that. But it's so difficult, like I've said, against players of Nashville's caliber. And when you only have really one line that can do the same thing for Colorado.
You got the Fox Sports Tennessee shirt on. What can we expect to see coverage-wise? Because nobody does it better. I saw Chris Mason tweeted out earlier. He goes, look, sometimes the games are on other network, but nobody knows your team like we know your team.
Absolutely.
Which I thought was 1,000% true and well said.
Well, one of the things that I do is I cover the Preds on FSTN Twitter account during games. And if you don't follow, well, you're one of many people who should follow, because
right,
we got 15,000 people that follow us, and you should follow us too. But I tweet out nonsense during the game. GIFs, capital letter words. I mean, it's so much fun. And, you know, it's how I would be, hypothetically, if I were a fan of the team. I tweet from Preds on FSTN if I were to be a fan.
Right.
So,
right.
That is how I put that in.
Sure.
It is so much fun. And if you can follow along for fun. We had fun for four rounds last season, and hopefully we will have fun for four rounds this season.
Well, always great to have you on, and give the details. You and Thomas, well, let's do a show on the Zone. Let's let people know where they can hear more of you.
Yes, so normally we're on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock after your fantastic show, the 3HL, and next week we will be on Thursday at 6 o'clock because me and Thomas both are going to Denver for games 3 and 4.
All right.
So we will be there, but you can listen to the Neutral Zone at 6 o'clock next Thursday. And we will break down potentially a possible sweep for the Predators.
Oh, gosh, let's hope.
Wouldn't that be good?
Let's hope. Perfect weather, perfect day. Hoping for a perfect result tonight. Be in your seats by 8:15. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this. I think we have Catfish Jake's dad on the line. We'll talk to the big Catfish and when we come back. Or you, 615-737-1045. But first, though, you know, got to get your veins straight before you get anything else straight.
Yes, you do. We all have veins. Every single one of us. Nobody knows them, though. Like the experts at the Vein Center. Trust me. They are good at what they do. The surgeons there, board certified in vascular surgery, specialize in comprehensive vein health. And that's important because you want someone to fix your problems who has always worked on veins, who knows exactly what they're doing, who can fix your issue in one procedure or two, whatever it takes. Doctors like Dr. Edwards, Dr. Benow, great guys. They have three locations to choose from. Vein Center in Cool Springs, in Mount Juliet, and in Belle Mead. Awesome facilities. These doctors have been around and been in Middle Tennessee for years, so they've been the experts for years. It's obvious how much they care about their patients. I've spent some time in all of their locations. Most of the procedures that they do are covered by insurance. You don't have to have a reference to go and get an issue checked out if maybe you have some swelling in your lower legs, some pain, anything like that. It could be caused by vein issues. So let the doctors at the Vein Center check it out. 615-269-9007 is the number. You can visit them online at veinreliever.com or give them a call, 615-269-9007.
Zone.